Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
You know, most of us know of Stream Energy. I mean, the company's been around for 20 years or something. It's really one of the first to take advantage of the fact that there are no fixed rates on electrical prices in this state, and you can compete. So Stream Energy started out, and they used multi-level marketing, and they sold like crazy. They're still a major factor in the on the street, but they're not Stream Energy anymore. They're Stream. They do a lot of other stuff, and to take advantage of that, they brought in Larry Mondry, who you remember is the former CEO of CompUSA, and he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, David. It's great to be here.
So Stream dragged you in off some golf course someplace?
Well, something like that. Something like that, for sure.
So Stream Energy, we know that, electricity. But I didn't know about all of these other products that Stream's doing. Is using the same model to sell, what is it, cellular service?
Yeah, I mean, let's not misunderstand. Stream is primarily an energy company, certainly. We offer energy services, electricity here in Texas, and in Georgia it's gas. In the Northeast it's a mixture of gas and electric, and in the Midwest it's gas and electric. But in addition to that, because we have this huge independent associate force that's out there through network marketing, we realized that we had an opportunity to offer other products. We offer things like wireless service. We offer things like a virtual MD kind of product where you probably are familiar.
Like Teladoc.
Like Teladoc, exactly. Yeah. And wherever we can, we want to do expansion of all kinds of things. We want to be able to expand the product mix, certainly. We want to expand the type of customers we go to and the geographies we go to. You know, a lot of different ways you can expand your business. My belief is, the company brought me in, the board brought me in, because I had some pretty good experience with growing companies. I mean, CompUSA went from a couple of $100 million to $7 billion. And I saw this as a great opportunity for this to be a great growth vehicle through, again, different types of customers, different kinds of products, different types of geographies, including potentially internationally.
Well, and this whole concept of bundling, I mean, you know, Time Warner wants you to... Yeah, you know, our Spectrum, I guess it is now, wants you to have yeah. television service and internet service and telephone service. So bundling certainly works. What's the status of this deregulation? Are more states deregulating for energy?
Yeah, there are several states right now that are in the process. The deregulation process, unfortunately, takes a long time. I don't need to tell you that sometimes the general political winds could shift, but the political process doesn't allow for things to move as quickly. For instance, in Nevada, there was a vote last year wherein the people got to vote and say, did they want to deregulate? They did. They said overwhelmingly they wanted to, because frankly, when you have deregulation, you let the market go and set pricing, and guess what? People pay less. It's no big shock. However, to even accomplish that in Nevada, they need a second referendum, which I think is now next year in 18. And then the couple of years to get the market ready. So these processes can take 4 or 5 years, unfortunately.
It took a while to have the thing work effectively here. I mean, there are a lot of deadbeats that can get in this business, you know, get an 800 number and try to tie people up. But I was struck. I saw this release that you guys put out the other day saying that Texas had the fewest number of complaints since deregulation started 16 years ago. So are we checking out all the bad players?
You know, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. I mean, the reality is, when there's a low bar for people to get into a given business, you know, you don't necessarily always get the pure players. And in fairness, it's not just that. Sometimes it's also a matter of people coming to understand their own business model, getting their processes right, doing it the right way. But the good news is, I'm thrilled to be part of a company that's part of an industry that really is not only deregulated and giving great benefit to its customers, but also is giving a higher level of service with less complaints than ever in its history. So it's a great time to be doing this business.
So it is more coming. We don't. I know some states have deregulated natural gas, and we haven't. We produce all the natural gas.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. You know, I'm a simple retail guy. I'm not an energy guy. I'm learning. You know, I've been at this almost 2 years now. And I don't quite understand why not. I mean, clearly you would think the same principles apply if it's electric power versus gas. Yet in some states, I mean, here it's deregulation only in electric power. In Georgia, it's only deregulation in natural gas. So, and then you get into issues about, well, in residential you're deregulated, but you're not deregulated in, you know, commercial and industrial, or vice versa. So it's not pure and it's not simple.
So are you having fun? Because my sense is, I mean, you've had a lot of incredibly successful business. You had a big auto parts company that you had after CompUSA. You don't need to work.
You know, well, it depends on how your definition of it. My guess is I'll put bread on the table either way. However, needing to work isn't just always about the money. It's about the challenge. It's about having fun. Okay? You know, we've really had a great time in the time I've been at Stream, and that's been the culture of the company long before I got there. It's a fun place to work. The culture, we're just, you know, right on the tollway. We got a nice new building. We just moved in about 6 months ago. You know, we've put it together in a manner that culturally, us being kind of loose and easygoing and fun and all that stuff really, really works. And I'm just having a good time. To me, I came back to work because I wanted to be part of growing something special again. Being able to have done that a couple of times in my life is far beyond the money. It's the sense of pride and accomplishment you really get inside. Just sort of the juices flowing. You get up in the morning, you can't wait to do it. And I really saw this as an opportunity to do it again one more time.
You got to have more employees than you've ever had, baby. What do you have, 100, 150,000 employees?
Well, something? You know, it depends. First of all, where you have to be careful. They're not employees because they're independent salespeople. We have on the books in excess of 100,000. The question is how many are truly active. You know, people come in and out of the business a little bit, you know, depending upon where they are in their lives. Sometimes, you know, it's before they raise children and they get very involved and they kind of take a little back seat. Then the kids, you know, get going to school and they take a more active role. It just depends.
So do you bring them to Dallas? Do you have, when there's big Mary Kay kind of conventions and you put on a tuxedo?
Well, we're not Mary Kay, but we're, so in terms of size.
Yeah.
But yes, in fact, this year we did our big convention called Ignition. We did it in Fort Worth at the convention center in Fort Worth. We re-upped for next year. We do have indeed thousands and thousands of people. They want me to dress up in a tuxedo.
I knew it. Okay, a cane.
Maybe not the top hat, although it would cover the bald pate, but so that wouldn't be so bad. But they definitely do try and get me to dress. But I have this sort of laid back, you know, way of doing things. I wear typically I wear jeans and a polo shirt, and usually wear kind of loud sneakers. So this year I actually dressed formally. And then wore bright green lime sneakers on stage. So that was kind of fun. They all made fun of me, but it was fun.
Well, Larry Mondry's back. We know him from CompUSA and Apollo Brands and now president and CEO. Now for the last year and a half, I guess, and president and CEO of Stream. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. Thank you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.